we will reconvene the Planning and Development Real Estate Committee meeting.
Yeah, she is.
I move that the board certify to the best of each member's knowledge, and with no individual member dissenting, that at the just concluded executive session, only such matters as are authorized for discussion in executive session under Board Procedure 6, and only those matters identified in the motion with the executive session was convened, were heard, discussed, or considered by the board. Is there a second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, thank you. The next item on our agenda, first of all, the item for the Shaw Station will not move forward, and no action needs to be taken. May I have a motion for approval of the minutes?
So moved, Madam Chair.
And there are the minutes of September 25th.
We have some corrections.
Is there a second?
Second.
Okay. Mr. Benjamin.
On page 3 of the minutes, bottom, item E, there's a notation there that says, with direction by the board incorporated, but there's no indication what direction we gave. I remember it was tying the project to the current site, looking at a no-cost solution or one where the developer paid us. If we could at least have a record of what it was that we directed, that would be nice. And both in E and in F, I think the correct word is moved. Mr. Zimmer motioned and Mr. Graham motioned. But more significantly, in information item B, which was a pretty important and significant item, it would be nice if we had the dollar value of the program, the $11 billion over 10 years. And the big emphasis in that presentation was that our next step is to set priorities. I think it would be very useful if we didn't just sort of say we put it on the table and then nothing happened, but that it's been put on the table and that our next step was agreed to be is to set priorities of that $11 billion. So if those changes could be made, we could see the revisions, I would greatly appreciate it.
Okay, we will
question.
Probably want to see the revision before we move forward.
Yes. My recollection on item E, Mr. Benjamin, is that the direction of the board was to not necessarily separate the development rights of the Royal Street property from the construction of the Royal Street bus right. garage replacement. So, just for clarity, that was my... Yeah. Okay.
Exactly. Okay. We could have those changes just so that the basic things that happened were in there. That would be helpful.
Okay.
So are we going to approve the agenda? Because I need to...
Oh, I'm sorry. You're right.
So is this one...
We, in terms of this one, can we, there's a motion on the table, but I think we would be better to withdraw the motion and have to come back to us with the revisions for the next meeting. Okay? Consensus?
Can we move to approve as amended?
Well, I think we would like to see the language.
Okay, that's fine.
It's significant. It's not just editorial. All right, and let's go back to the beginning. We do need to approve the agenda. All those, are there any changes?
I would like to defer item 7B, Bethesda Station lease, for 1 month until the next meeting of this committee.
Okay. Any other changes? Hearing none. All those in favor, is there a motion to approve with the amended agenda? Yeah, well, I will take it as consensus that it's a second. Second.
I was seconding the motion, but I didn't know if it needed a second.
Okay. All right. Moving on now to the priority corridor, then on the agenda. Item C.
I apologize.
Okay, I think. And this one is the one coming back to us on the bus corridor?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay.
Is that okay? Yeah, I'll go ahead.
It's still, well, I think we have that here. Okay.
I'll go ahead and kick off the presentation. In May, we presented to you proposed plan for Priority Corridor Network, the list of corridors for which we were proposing to restructure improved service. And you asked us at that time to review the network, review the schedule, and come back to you for an approval of the plan subsequently that would formalize that. Move on to page action since May 2008. Next slide, please. So, since the May 2008 presentation, in June, you all accepted the bus network evaluations findings and you approved the implementation of the 30s line recommendations, and the 30s line was implemented. The staff has been working with the jurisdictional, our staff has been working with the jurisdictional coordinating committee to review the plan details. We presented the Priority Corridor Network and discussed various aspects of it in July, August, and in October. And we got primarily comments on the timing of corridors. We heard a lot of concern about funding, and a couple of additional and emerging corridors were added for us to study in the future. Those are represented in the appendix. We've made presentations to the Transportation Planning Board. We presented to the TPB yesterday, and we've worked it through various TPB committees. Presented it to the Board of Trade, interest groups, local boards and commissions, Montgomery County Council, and to individual county elected officials. And the fundamental point, I guess, you need to take away is that there is consensus around the list that we presented to you. It is the same priority corridor network. Based on the input that we received, the sequencing has been has been adjusted slightly. About six of the corridors changed positions in the overall list of 24, but no project, no restructuring or service restructuring moved more than 1 year up or down in the list. So these were really sort of tweaks. In terms of the near-term sequencing of the corridors, this is the 2009, 10, and 11. This year we are conducting studies on 16th Street, S1, 2, and 4. The Q2 service on Beers Mill Road and Leesburg Pike, 28. I just want to make a comment about this. We have included the planning and then implementation on this schedule. I just want to make it clear that we have been closely linking our planning with implementation, as evidenced by the timing of planning on the 79s on George Avenue and the implementation, the planning for the 30s and the implementation. The planning for the S's on 16th Street and the anticipated implementation in spring of next year. But the fact that the word implement is here does not mean that by approving this plan that you're approving an implementation or burdening any future budgets with a budget responsibility. This is really for planning purposes only. What you're endorsing is a multi-year planning program.
Let me have some clarity what you're saying on that. I think I understand what the concerns that have been raised.
Mm-hmm.
But I think for future, if one would come back and look at this in future, if we adopt it with the word implementation, I think it would imply some sort of commitment.
We've attempted to address that in both the board action information summary and also on the final page in the recommendation. If you just move on to the final page. We did explicitly include this note that the adoption of the priority corridor network is for planning purposes only. It does not obligate the authority. We hope that this blanket language would address that concern.
Okay. And if Mr. Benjamin, go ahead.
May I just follow up on that? I appreciate what you're saying, and I understand your intent, and that's very good. As you know, these are all regional routes. Therefore, all of us have to agree to them. I very, very strongly support this project. I think, you know, this plan and these activities are ones that we really ought to do. This is probably a really tough time for us to do some of them. And the concern that I think I have, echoing the previous comments, is that we may be putting out there an expectation that is not appropriate, that maybe we'll be able to do some of these, maybe we won't, but we don't know. So using the word implementation in both the resolution and the recommendation, using the word implementation on the schedule can cause other people to get the wrong impression, even though everybody agrees that we're going to have to come back and discuss each individual one. So if we can adjust the resolution, and when we get to that, I have a suggestion for that, and if we can adjust the wording in these things just to say, you know, planning or implementation or possible implementation or something that indicates that there's a potential problem. To the degree that the general manager brings us a 2010 budget, which with all of the constraints that already exist, that somehow at little or no cost implements all of this stuff, we'll probably say wonderful. If it's more, that may be an issue.
Okay.
That's what we need to understand as we go through this.
Would possible work for you?
Possible's fine with me. I don't know about it.
Probably we could be more explicit and say without funding. I mean, I think the issue is the implied obligation of jurisdictions to have that, as well as for the community to see what the status actually is. Is without funding appropriate
for you? Chairman, we can do a couple things. We can change the presentation to include that it is a possible implementation. Planned implementation with a footnote that it's pending availability of funds require. And as we do our planning process, we'll make it clear to people we work with and the public that we interact that all of these are planning documents and there is a implementation desired, but it would require, if it requires additional funding, it would require.
Okay. Mr.
Bender. Mr. Hughes, I think that's an excellent comment. I think it's really important for us to move forward with the planning as far as we can go so that if and when funds are available or we can find offsetting funds or something else, we can do as much of this as possible because this is a very good plan. And, you know, we want to make sure we're in a position to do it. So please don't interpret this as a, you know, this is not a good idea. It's a really good idea. It's just a question of, is this the time? Do we have the money?
And if I can just add to that, I don't think this applies, is germane to the resolution necessarily, but it has more to do with the philosophy that we're imbuing this. I wanted to avoid the word imbue, but sorry, couldn't. Is that when we restructure the services, we're looking to find efficiencies, and we are looking in our advocacy and the conduct of the planning studies to try and really appeal to the folks who own the roads to find ways that they can improve running times, introduce efficiencies so that we can provide, you know, the same level of service that we have today more efficiently and hopefully more service more efficiently as well. We'd love to be able to get more turns per day for each bus. And not just think about these as things that increase operating costs, but that if there are increases in operating costs, they're really for enhancements of service, not for not for efficiencies. We're trying to get efficiencies as much as possible.
Okay.
Let me comment on Nat's most recent comment. When we had the bus summit, I guess it was going back 3 years ago, we were looking very closely at a regional bus plan such as this. It was also incumbent upon a lot of local involvement from our other jurisdictional bus systems, particularly in looking at overlapping services where there could be some efficiencies. It may be, in fact, to capture some of the money for the plan to go forward with some efficiencies when you look at parallel routes, duplications, some other kind of cost savings that might even offset some of the investment. And I think it's also important that the jurisdictions committee stay in touch with this and we kind of move this plan forward with regional support. So I want to make sure that we keep that in the vision. And when we conducted the conference, there was also a thought that as we are in an environment where economics are very tight and budgets are limited, we always also talk about moving forth our rail systems. I think we might even begin to examine when jurisdictions have priorities for funding that we may want to really look closely at whether or not we can get a bigger bang for the buck with the investment in a very efficient bus system. So if we can go to the planning to the extent that we can call some of these improvements out, and generate some ridership numbers with those improvements, it might be a good thing to have on the board to examine cost-benefit analysis versus some other investments that people might be making in similar corridors. So I think it would be good to take this as far as we can with the revenues that we have for planning to really have those numbers speak for themselves. So.
Thank you, Mr.
Vice Chairman. If I can just, when we do a corridor study, we do look at the entire corridor, not just how to overlay a service. So some of the location issues that will come forward. You also mentioned the JCC, and our commitment is to bring each one of these to the JCC before it comes back here, whether they come in as a group as a whole, to keep them abreast of it, so they will see that each of the jurisdictions will see it before we come back to a committee. And we'll include a cost-benefit analysis.
Well, and I'm not just talking about the JCC. There are other planning organizations that are regional here that we need to keep engaged in this as well.
Just moving on to the next steps, we are currently working on the 16th Street corridor plan. We are intending to bring that in the fall. Do we have a month, Jim?
I think it's January.
Okay. Hope to start that up in the spring. The regional street network plan would be a complement to this, which is basically identifying facilities around the region that would have the highest benefit to provision of bus service in terms of running time, service quality, passenger comfort. Obviously, we'll present the 2010 budget. When we say inclusive of recommended operating proposals, that, I mean, I think at this point really just means recognizing what our budget constraints are and any service changes that we may have on the 16th Street. And then the last point about this plan, the priority corridor network plan, is that it will be annually updated. We intend to come back. Priorities will change inevitably. If the local jurisdiction does identify some funds and is able to do that, something may become a higher priority and move up the list. Things may fall. So it's a dynamic, annually updated plan.
So are you saying the 2010 budget includes the 16th corridor plan for its operating? Is that what that
I think at the moment we would. Go ahead.
We haven't put out an FY10 budget yet. However, the district itself has money in their budget to fund a service within the district. Mr. Graham is the district, the council and the district has put in $0.6 million for a service along this, and we're working up the proposals now.
Further comment, sorry. You know, it would also be helpful if we can get some uniformity around these bus routes. You know, we get some very aggressive local jurisdictions that get ahead of the game in terms of what they want to do, and they can have the resources to be able to support that, which I'm all for. But we lose some continuity in the overall plan because we're trying to have a common look, I would think, and feel. And I know everybody is jumping on their next innovation, and they want to be first in the block with their implementation of it. But I think we had thought when we did the regional bus summit that, you know, part of it was trying to get almost like a regional rail system, making a regional bus system that kind of speaks to similar style, signage, look, information, so that it helps our travelers as they're going around the region to have some common understanding of how they're moving, just like they do in our rail system. So I just want to put that in front of you as well. And have we ever looked at small starts as a funding opportunity? And I've looked at some of the small starts that have been funded around the country, and I haven't seen any from this region. We tend to be in the new starts pipeline, but I'm wondering whether or not we have missed the opportunity on the small starts for some possibility of corridors funding for some of these projects. So I just kind of would like to put that in the mix.
That's an excellent suggestion. We actually met with Councilmember Elrich yesterday to talk about the bus network plan that he's promoting for Montgomery County, and I believe working with the executive and other council members on. And that subject came up, and the idea was looking at the possibility of packaging several bus corridors for a small start. And we committed to draft a scope of work that the county could use to, as the basis for developing the information that would support that kind of application.
And let's think about the buzz of, you know, the environment and green and everything else that we want to package in our product. I'm sure that the in the next administration, those issues will surface. And let's make sure that we kind of capture that as we go forth in our planning, so
yep.
we're well positioned for funding.
Thank you. Appreciate Mr. Linton's comments about the regional look. As I recall, didn't we a few months back have some briefings on how the system would look based on the type of routes? Maybe we need to kind of brush that off and look at it again before we start further discussions on it. So,
yes, we do. We put forth the proposal that our local services have the color scheme of the red and the silver, and that these type of services would have the blue and silver, similar to the Metro Extra buses that currently operate today. And so it really gets into, Director Linton is stating that we want to have a common image that the public understands mm-hmm. when they look at this image, that specialized services, express services, limited stops, to get away from the multiple color schemes and designs we have in our vehicles today.
Thank you. And I think we also heard of TPB yesterday, the new starts piece, that the opportunities that could exist through that.
No starts.
Yeah. Mr. Zimmerman.
Thank you. I wanted to follow up on Mr. Linton's comments. I think that they're you know, important and valid going forward. I think the most important three words in his statement were, I guess it's four, in the next administration. Because the Small Starts program, frankly, has not been used much because it hasn't been very useful given the way it's been administered. It was originally begun, as many know, as a streetcar bill that was intended to promote things like, you know, the Anacostia project here and the Columbia Pike project. But it has been implemented in a way that made it virtually impossible for any kind of streetcar project to get funded under it. And I don't believe any have been. And the focus has definitely been on the bus side. On the other hand, the requirements to make a bus plan work under it are also very difficult to meet. And I'm not sure that most of what we've been doing would even qualify. Again, that, you know, is not necessarily what Congress intended. And there have been a number of hearings in the past year and a half, one of which I testified at. And all around the country, including where we are, basically the decision was made to not even pursue it because you could see you'd wind up spending a lot of time going through federal paperwork and probably not getting any money. And since there isn't the kind of money involved that there is new starts, it's even less worth investing that in. But I do think that there's a prospect that that could change in the near future, and it is certainly a tool we'll want to look at for all the reasons that Mr. Linton identified.
Mr. McKay.
Yes, on the list on page 31, I agree with Mr. Benjamin. I think it's a great list, and of course we're eager to get these started, but I guess my question would be for the first couple there that are already implemented, what is the staff doing to evaluate those to ensure that they're operating most efficiently, that they are handling the demand and occupancy that's out there? Because my concern is before we move into adding new priority corridors, we should make sure that the ones we have are operating at optimal performance and that we're streamlining those or adding capacity where necessary to accommodate demand before we start adding new priority bus routes.
If I can, we do monitor them regularly. We have made some changes, for instance, to Georgia Avenue. We've made some changes to Rex. We've added some this past month. We've got some more planned for that. Columbia Pike, which was implemented this summer, we made some post adjustments in the beginning, but we do monitor them on an ongoing basis to keep them in the quality of it.
So staff, what I'm hearing is staff is comfortable adding other lines based on the disposition of the ones that are already in place and how they're operating.
The riders have responded to the service tremendously. They're trying to put the right service in the right corridor. We do want to do it in the right way. We're done with the planning process for the next one. We'll make sure that we're ready to implement it and we're not using resources and taking them away from the other service. We can just build upon success.
And obviously, we're taking lessons learned from those corridors and applying those to the new routes.
Yes.
Thank you.
Benjamin?
I just wanted to clarify because I thought I heard two opposite things. What I thought I heard, first of all, is that these are all regional routes, and so we are all participating in the costs of all of them. I also heard that the district had set aside money for, I believe, the 16th Street corridor. Does that mean that that project would not be a regional route that would be a demonstration, or that this would be included in the budget and we would all pay for it? Or did I mishear?
Well, we haven't put together the FY10 budget yet. The district and the council have identified funding for the service. Since we haven't completed the plan yet, don't know all of the details of the total cost and everything, but when we bring it forward, there is, both of those possibilities exist.
Let me just caution that if we do move ahead with yet another demonstration, which of course is different from what we're intending in this program, we're intending coordinated everybody plays program, that we pay attention to the issues we've had in the past of switching demonstrations to regional routes and all of the criteria that we need to apply before we approve the project.
And that is the direction I took from the board. That issue came up.
Okay.
And I think we also had a request at that time, and that was that we clarify the criteria for developing the report.
Well, what? Good morning. We are anxious to move forward on 16th Street because we funded it, and I don't know whether anyone ever called it a demonstration or not in our funding process. It's just something that we want to relieve all of the bus issues on 16th Street. This would be enormously helpful. So I'm concerned about the time frame because we put the money on the table. So if there are steps preliminary to those actions, to having that expanded service in place, I'm anxious to see a timeline so we can deal with those issues. I don't want to end up here with everything else in place and all of a sudden saying, well, where are the guidelines, the criteria, which I thought were points well made when we had the discussion, because each and every one of these jurisdictions has had demonstration projects that became permanent regional responsibilities without the type of review that we really should have. But, so this is in the D.C. budget for Metro LaMotta. It's not in there for 18 months. It's not in there for a year. It's in the budget. It's a continuing appropriation in the D.C. budget. So, but all the same, I mean, can we get a timeline on where these guidelines are and what we're doing?
It was our intent to bring back a timeline and some guidelines in January.
January. It'll be snowing in January.
I hope not.
Can we have something to chew on before January? I can't even think of January.
Think warm.
Okay.
It's all middle.
We'll make every effort to bring you back earlier.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think January is one, two, I mean, it's 3 months from now. And we talked about this 3 months ago. I mean, what can be involved in creating some guidelines for the purposes of discussion?
But and I raised it because the explanation, and as you see, our prior discussion before this slide was the funding for the corridor projects, and the clarity that everyone has not planned to put these in their budgets at this time, and yet the next slide we saw after understanding where we were on implementing was that we had the. That one in. So I think there needs to be some understanding of how we're moving forward. But if it was noted as a demonstration project, which means pilot or something of that nature. So just so that we understand how we're going to move forward on it and how the funding flows.
What is the timeline for the 16th Street bus corridor?
We've completed most of the planning process. We were planning. Have a final recommendation to come to this board in January, and with that we were going to bring the criteria. We can bring the criteria ahead of time so that get a board approval and start the service end of March, beginning of April.
Okay. So rough time. So if you stay with your January timeline, it still would not affect the implementation of the 6 year three quarter.
Correct, but we'll try to do it earlier.
Based upon some of the previous demands by this board for time, that has put things on staff agenda prior to the staff schedule and how those things have blown up. You know, I'm very concerned about board making off-the-cuff demands on time, and we end up having things half-baked, and we end up implementing them half-baked, and we always come back having problems with them. Having been formerly in administrative programs, you know, it's very difficult for sometimes people to sequence what's required to bring things back in a way in which they would be efficient to go forward. So I would be more interested in making sure that we have a corridor planning process tool that comes back to us that's fully baked, and if the time is needed to do that, I would recommend that we stay with the staff schedule, because I would hate to rush it, then have it come forth, and then we have major corridor projects, significant numbers of those, that are beyond the 16th Street corridor, and I would make sure that we have a well thought out process for reviewing those before we go forward. Just my recommendation.
Are there any questions there?
Question.
Next, yes.
Looking at the table on page 31, it's a little different than the one that was shown at BBB yesterday, but it's the same table. The column next to last shows average weekday ridership. As those numbers appear now from what you collect on daily ridership, is that correct? So, and this table includes both a number of improvements that have already been implemented, and in one case at least, you know, for 5 years now, and some that are projected forward. So what it doesn't give us is any sense of how doing this affects ridership. Now, we actually can get some insight based on the ones that we have done, and I happen to know about one of them, so I have a feel for that. Depending on how you count things, it's anywhere from a 20 to a 50% increase in ridership on the first one that was implemented. But in each of these, presumably, there's some notion, not just that there are a lot of riders on that line now, so this would be a good idea to do, but that, in fact, it will probably support more ridership. That's, in fact, part of the reason you're proposing these as part of the new network. We need to have estimates of, you know, what we think we can get, and you know, what our targets are, what our goals are, what are we reaching for? Because you know, that bottom line is impressive. It's half the ridership of the bus system. But what we really want to know is, if we do all this stuff, how many more bus riders are there going to be? How many cars does it take off the road? How much does it reduce greenhouse gas emissions? Those are the things that justify putting resources into this, whether they come from new resources provided from somewhere, you know, or we divert them from other places that are already in the budget. The question is, what's the return? And we're at the point where you need to start having some analysis of that, even though, you know, everybody's going to be nervous about making projections, but you have to. Otherwise, why am I putting my money there and not somewhere else? So that's number one I think we need to have. Basically, what we're asked to do today is fairly limited. I mean, the resolution has a whole lot of whereases, but the resolve really just comes down, to, as far as I can tell, to approving this list. And the schedule, it's this list, it's this table. I mean, this thing that's on the screen, this is what we were asked to endorse today, which I am prepared to do. I don't have any problem with that. But I would like to see, and I'd like to know when, we can expect a return with this more fleshed out. What exactly is the Priority Carter Network plan in somewhat more detail? What are we really trying to accomplish here? This identifies the areas. You only really have a hint at the what. I mean, exactly what it is you're doing in each of them. Some of those are major issues. Some of them are minor questions. For instance, you know, this when we started at number one, it wasn't a Priority Carter Network plan. It was one jurisdiction's idea about how to improve a carter, and you know, worked with Metro to do it. And then there was another one, and then another one. And now we're kind of putting it into a hole, and that's good. But you know, if it's going to go into a hole, what does that mean? Do you imagine, for instance, getting some kind of uniform livery that the you know, painting on the buses that would be recognizable? So this is actually a different kind of service that would be identifiable anywhere in the region and distinct from other types of service that we offer. Do you expect to you know change the stops? There's, again, a picture there that suggests there's a picture, I think, of one of the newer DC stops that's quite nice that they have around the city. Now, we know bus stops are a mess all over the region. Most of them aren't owned by Metro. But, you know, again, is that part of it or isn't it part of it? What role does that play? Right-of-way, which I think is the biggest thing, exactly what's our plan for really getting lanes in cases, signal prioritization, queue jumpers? Where are we on a highway environment? Are we an in-town environment? And what are the standards that correspond to this priority corridor? We need to have that more specifically laid out. And, you know, I think as we go forward here, sometime in the very near future, we ought to be looking at something back from staff that spells that out.
Can I put it for
you? Mr. Chair, yes. We had the discussion about some of the concerns that we wanted to address in the corridor. We talked about bus stops. We talked about those
sure,
kinds of
but
things.
There's nothing in here that comes back to that.
But that is not that you're correct. We're not adopting what the comprehensive plan looks like in those things. We are looking at this set of corridors as defined and what should come back.
My question is, when will they come back to define those other things to give us an actual plan?
Okay. We can go to staff and ask when they return to the board all of those things that we want them to be certain that we've addressed them in the plan.
I was actually hoping to get a response from staff now about what they think they're going to do.
Okay. Jim?
All the issues raised, some of them have been addressed before. We can bring it together and make it into a more comprehensive plan so all the pieces come together, both so people know what we're talking about when we talk about a corridor, and we can outline better the benefits that come with it and why the investment is worth, and we can include in that the highway stuff and package it all together. I can try to commit to do that all, and I'm going to go back to January and put a nice package around it, make it understandable to everybody, and at that time I'll bring the guidelines.
Okay, I want to be clear. I know we've talked about it, not just this morning, but many times in the past. And, you know, it's always a taste of these different things. What I'm saying is, it gets to be a point we have to say, this is what we mean by a priority corridor. This is what you have. These are the elements. And if you don't do them, you don't have it. And you have to be in a position of saying, this is what we've approved as policy. Now we're going to try and go get it. If that means that we're presuming that through these two jurisdictions, we're going to have some kind of priority in a lane, then we have to be saying that. And, you know, then you have to work to actually get it. You may or may not. But it's, you know, it can't just be dangle little pieces. It could mean this. It could mean that. We actually have to define something and say, we're hoping to achieve this status. It includes these elements. And if we do it, you have it. If we don't, you don't. And we have to have a date when we approve something that says that's what the policy is here. And we need to at least pick that date.
Mr. Zimmerman, I think we have heard all that probably is needed for what is before us today, and you've articulated again for the staff those things that you'd like to have. I'd like to ask, is there a motion for today's actions? And are we moving the resolution that is attached?
Yes. I would like to amend it to reflect Ms. Hudgens' remarks at the beginning of the meeting and the discussion that we had. In the one and only resolve clause, to delete the words "and implementation." This is on page 36 or 46.
Yeah, 36.
And also, just for grammatical purposes, the board of directors accepts with an S.
I have a question.
Is there a second?
I move.
Is there a second?
I'll second it.
Okay. No, all right. Your question first.
Haven't we already implemented the 30s line?
Yes, we have.
So outside of all of these comments, this board, as long ago as, what was that, the spring, as I remember?
Implemented the end of June.
At the end of June? Have already implemented a major part of this, a significant part.
We haven't implemented some of this. There's much more.
But why didn't we have all these comments then? About half-baked and all the other concerns. When we took the 30s line out of this and said we're moving forward with the 30s, why weren't these same concerns expressed then? Why didn't we have that then?
It's a rhetorical piece, and
I don't need anyone specifically. But it's the point is, and I wonder, I mean, are we now saying that if we amend the resolution, I don't know, I'm just hearing about this, but if we amend the resolution, what is the impact on what is already implemented, and what is the impact on what is already funded?
Mr. Graham, the discussion earlier is relative to funding and the process that we move forward in these. And I think you have indicated what the role of the 16th Street line is. I guess what other members here have indicated is that the word implementation implies that there is something moving forward in a plan that is going to be implemented and funded. And in some instances, they're not so. And we've corrected that to indicate the funding here. I'd like to ask Mr. Zimmerman, in terms of the comments he's made, if he would like to add to the motion the clarity that we want to see come back to ensure that the plan, as each of these come forward, represents the comprehensive piece that was, and I won't say alluded to, but was mentioned in part in some of the presentations that we've had, so that it's a comprehensive plan.
Yes.
Okay.
And I understand that what we have before us deletes the words "and implementation," that Mr. Benjamin's.
Yes.
And there was another change that he made as well that I did.
Grammatical.
Okay. Sets with an S.
All right. So "and implementation" is out, so it basically needs to be substituted for something. I think that actually goes to.
Well, we took implementation out and it was substituted. You're correct. Mr. Hughes indicated that in the chart or presentation, it would say, instead of implementation, it would say, it would have implementation and then it would have a asterisk indicated regarding the funding.
So planned implementation on the chart, but note that requires funding.
In any case, this is now narrowed to accepting for planning purposes this.
Right.
And my point was that I think we ought to give direction to bring back more specifics on all the other elements. And yes, I would like that incorporated in some fashion.
And that's okay. Is there objection to incorporating that? All right, Mr. McKay.
Yeah, I just have one brief comment on what Mr. Zimmerman mentioned about what's coming back. The first part of what you mentioned about the ridership figures and getting an understanding of what this has done. The only concern I have with that is I can speak for one particular route that has a number up there that may reflect the ridership on that route, but it doesn't reflect the entire corridor and the increased capacity that implementation of an express route provides for other local service that runs parallel.
So
when we look at those numbers, we have to, I don't know how you do it, but somehow accommodate for other capacity increases of other routes in that area that we have experienced since the implementation of the express route to get a real feeling for what kind of a transit impact it's having on that corridor. So that's the only thing I wanted to offer, because I think that's the only fair way to come back with figures that make sense.
That's right. That's the easy one. The harder one is doing that same thing for the ones you haven't done yet.
Absolutely.
That's what
absolutely.
They need.
Absolutely. Right.
Mr. Leonard?
I would, first of all, endorse what Mr. Zimmerman said. I would like to have the staff to think about this as if it was getting prepared to get funded. That you think about this in terms of if, in fact, the new administration said that we want to go forth with some comprehensive plans in a region that will give high priority to congestion relief, that would be focusing on, you know, clean energy and a number of other. I mean, just think in terms of preparing this so that you go through the steps that he suggested with that in mind. One, it cuts down on some of the work you have to do at the next end if you really want to move this forward. But two, it gives it the thought and the vision that you can actually promote around the region and some idea why we as a region want to do this. So let's think in that terms, in terms of how we produce the product.
To reduce.
Mr. Chair.
Yes.
One point of clarification. Mr. Benjamin mentioned that these are regional routes. Are all of those regional routes on that list?
Yes.
Is National Harbor a regional route?
No.
I didn't think so. I thought Maryland funded that and it was a pilot project that we agreed to fund.
It is regional. It is regional because it's non-regional. I'm sorry.
The National Harbor Service is currently funded by the state of Maryland. As it was originally put out there, was intended to do the service it does today from Southern Avenue to National Harbor, and also have a piece that came from Alexandria to National Harbor. The piece that was implemented is the piece that's in Maryland. So as we are operating it today, service funded by the state of Maryland, not regional service. The only one up there that is not regional, the newest one up there, and it was fun, and it's been funded in steps.
Then that goes back to Mr. Zimmerman argument that I think the elements of, you know, what's a priority corridor needs to be clarified so that, you know, as we sit around the table, we can know what you're putting in the plan and how it fits and whether it qualifies. Thank you.
Okay. Any other discussion? Hearing none, I think we have a motion on the table with, and I'll ask staff if they have all of the corrections that have been made.
Does that mean they'd have language by the time of the board meeting for the stuff we've described but haven't actually?
Right. Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. Thank you very much. We are now on information item, the relocation of the WMATA headquarters building. Mr. Graham.
I move that this be put off as far for an additional month.
Second.
And if I can speak to this, we have a we have the opportunity and the reality of a new board member from the district from here. You all know it's the deputy mayor, Neil Albert, who I can now tell you will be confirmed and appointed in this position next Tuesday. And he was, we had various discussions about how the mayor's position on all of this could be presented. And I think it's best if we would ask your indulgence for an additional month so that Mr. Albert will present the position of the Franklin administration on these issues at that next meeting.
Mr. Jenkins?
We're in discussion, right? We're in the
yes,
discussion.
Sir.
Yeah, I might add that I was kind of disappointed that the new analysis that we've gotten is basically the old analysis. And I recall 2 weeks ago bringing up the issue of the cost avoidance issue of the capital inventory plan, and apparently my comments have been ignored or just not addressed. So you know, certainly when you bring it back, please try to address the comment I had 2 weeks ago about is there a cost avoidance. Certainly the numbers from June and compared to October and now are different from the original report in June. So, you know, nothing's really been said about why that changed, nor addressed my comments the last time on cost avoidance. So,
okay, are you all from staff clear what Mr. Gentile is asking?
I believe so.
Okay.
I'm clear on that.
Okay. All right. And this item has come forward because I think we were in a posture of wanting to make the decision as to what is our current action with this building going forward and what changes we might make. I think that your deferral is simply the opportunity to get the new member to participate fully in the discussion and on behalf of the mayor. Okay, all those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Alrighty. Then with that deferral of that concludes all the items on the agenda, and we are adjourned.
All right.